Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome into the Rockies Insider. I'm your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons. If you're watching live on YouTube or live over on X, you've seen the headline. You know what I'm getting to today. I'm going to get things started with the 4-2 win on Sunday. The Rockies playing well enough to get the victory and avoid the sweep at the hands or the scales, depending on how you might look at it, of the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the Rockies, we saw it on Friday, we saw it on Saturday, they continue to struggle at home. While in the month of June, they've got 9 wins, which is great, right? 9-11 overall this month. 7-4 on the road, a lot of that coming against the Marlins and the Nationals. Only 2-7 at home with Sunday's win. Their record entering Sunday at Coors Field is their worst through the first 36 games in franchise history. Even with the win today, I believe that's still the worst in 37 games. 400 is the lowest winning percentage they've ever had in a single season in 32 years in Denver. 30 years at Coors Field, or 30 seasons, I should say, at Coors Field. They only won 12 games in 2020, but that, of course, was a 60-game season, so there was only 30 games that year that was played at Coors Field. Coincidentally enough, today, June 22nd, is the 5-year anniversary that MLB made the announcement that there would only be 60 games in the 2020 season. So 12 is the fewest. They're probably going to be able to get there. That won't be a problem. But 400 winning percentage, that basically breaks down to 32 wins this year. And in order to do that, they're going to have to go 24-30 the rest of the way to finish at 400. That's doable. It seems doable, right? For a team that is typically about 500 at home. And yet, just with how they've been playing at home, it hasn't been great. They've been outscored 125 runs. So the run differential is negative 125 at home this year. The worst run differential through 37 games, even dating back to the late 1800s before the modern era. Or rather, I should say, when you include the modern era, or you include the period before the modern era. In the modern era, yes, since 1901. We call it that because the game was totally different. So I'm not going to say that the baseball that was played there is totally irrelevant, but we've got statistics, but we don't have certain specifications of those statistics. They played in tied games. It was very strange. Their fewest wins, the Rockies, at home in a typical 162-game season was 35 wins in 2012. That was a rough season. In order to do that, they're going to have to be exactly 500, 27-27, in order to tie that record for fewest amount of wins here at home at Coors Field. So they've got their work ahead of them. If you got questions in the chat, I will pull it up. I will answer them. I will talk to you. Felix, glad you're at the game today. Glad you saw a victory. I feel like anytime you're at the ballpark, they usually come away with a win. So you might be bringing them a little bit of good luck. I think it was helpful, to say the least, that Corbin Carroll was not available this weekend for the Diamondbacks. He got hit on the hand in Toronto on Wednesday. He sat out games against the Blue Jays on Thursday and Friday. Friday, manager Troy Lovello talked about being really cautious with Corbin Carroll. He's going to get an MRI on his left hand on Monday in Chicago, their third city in a 3-city road trip. And they're being really cautious with him because they weren't quite as cautious with Gabriel Moreno, their star catcher. And because he played on that, he's wiped out. That ended up fracturing his hand. The imaging didn't show it up at first. He played on it and it got worse. He might not even be back until after the All-Star break. So they're going to be cautious with that. So no Corbin Carroll in this series whatsoever. Didn't even come off the bench to pinch run. But really, Sunday was about two guys. It was about Antonio Senzatella. How you doing, Senza? That was a nice outing. He pitched into the sixth inning, 5 1/3 innings, 4 base hits, only walked one, allowed 2 runs. So a little bit shy, 2 outs shy of a quality start. But that was great for him, striking out a season-high 5 Arizona Diamondbacks. First start with at least 5 strikeouts since 2022, which he did that in San Diego. So he's now logged back-to-back winning decisions for the first time in his career since 2021. So a guy that has 10 losses that I think some folks are looking at saying, is he going to lose 20 games and become the first pitcher to lose 20 games since Mike Maroth of the Detroit Tigers in 2003? We'll see. But since really struggling and having such a bad month in June, or rather bad month in May and then the first part of June, he's now allowed only 2 earned runs in 10 1/3 innings pitched over his last 2 starts. So that was really big for him. There's some news about some starting pitchers currently on the IL, and they might be coming back. But depending on whether Austin Gomber and Herman Marquez get traded, you might need him to fill that spot in the rotation. We're going to have to wait and see. But Mickey Moniak continues to impress. He gets his first Rockies Insider thumbnail over on the YouTube side of things. Make sure you're subscribed to the Rockies Insider on YouTube so you know when I am going live, so you can see exclusive conversations with players. There's a video up right now of Mickey Moniak talking about the opportunity that the Rockies have afforded him. And you'll see him laugh during the middle of the conversation because Tyler Freeman, who he has now hit it off with very well, they were 1-2 in the lineup on Sunday. But Tyler Freeman, as players are wont to do, they kind of jump in the back of the scrum with a camera like, hey, you're a big deal. I'm going to record you. And so that was a good moment. That was a nice laugh that Mickey Freeman and the rest of us in the media had. So make sure you check that out on the Rockies Insider over on YouTube. But Moniak with the big three-run home run, the go-ahead three-run home run to lift the Rockies. At that point, since June 6th, Mickey Moniak was batting .400. An even .400, 14 for 35 with 2 doubles, a triple, 6 homers, and 12 RBI. Moniak has now homered in 4 of his last 6 games, 6 of his last 10. And right now in the month of June, he is one of only 13 players with 6 home runs in the National League. In fact, the Rockies have 3 players with at least 6 home runs in the month of June. Moniak and Ryan McMahon both have 6 home runs, and Hunter Goodman is tied for 3rd with 7. Only Cubs' Ian Happ has more with 8, and Eugenio Suarez, who we did see this weekend, he's got 10 this month. Schaefer saying in the postgame that Moniak continues to be a big part of what the Rockies do. So he's been playing really well for Colorado in right field, a little bit of center, moving to the top of the lineup, bouncing around, and really just performing incredibly well. So he continues to be a bright spot. His career high in homers is 14, which he's done the last 2 years. Already has 11 now before the All-Star break. So really positive for a 27-year-old guy who was a former first overall pick in 2016 to the Philadelphia Phillies. Seems like he's kind of been cast off a little bit. Certainly the Phillies, you offloaded him to the Angels. The Angels got rid of him, didn't make the roster at the beginning of this season, and the Rockies seizing that, giving him an opportunity, and he has played really well. And so has Tyler Freeman, who's been another player that the Rockies picked up really late in spring training, basically hours before the season was starting. Moniak and Freeman, both Southern California guys. Freeman in the second pitch of the game, he was hitting leadoff again on Sunday. He extended his hitting streak to a career-long 10 games. He's tied for the longest hitting streak by a Rocky this season. Jordan Beck also had a 10-game stretch, May 1st to May 11th. And in 21 games since May 30th, Tyler Freeman has a .403 batting average and an on base percentage just under 500%. Like, he is getting on base a lot. You're not going to see him at the top of a lot of leaderboards in terms of batting average or on base percentage. He's just not qualified, doesn't have enough at bats. In order to qualify for a batting title or even the on base or slugging percentage title, you have to qualify, and the magic number is 3.1 times the amount of games your team has played. So at the end of a season, you take 162, multiply it by 3.1, and that's how many plate appearances you need to have in order to qualify for a batting title. So right now, you do that math with the 70 plus games that the Rockies have played times 3.1. Freeman does not have the 210 plus plate appearances in order to qualify for that. But, you know, in a month or so here, he may very well do that and contend for a batting title. We shall see. But Moniak and Freeman together have really been the best offseason acquisitions for GM Bill Schmidt. And we saw how aggressive that the Rockies were on the base paths this weekend. They stole three on Sunday and tied their season high for three stolen bases in back-to-back games. Six steals during this series against the Diamondbacks are the most in any series this season. So three on Saturday, three on Sunday. It helps that the Diamondbacks Gold Glove Award-winning catcher, Gabby Moreno, is on the IL. So you know what? Rockies can take advantage of that, and they very well should. So good for them. In the chat, Mickey and Freeman starting to grow on you. I like to hear that in the chat. Yeah, they've been two surprise players that have done really well, and they still have several years of club control. So while they were signed to one-year deals, actually, that's not true. I think Moniak was signed to a one-year deal, and Freeman came over in a trade, so there was no signing. But with a lot of guys, when they're signed to a one-year deal, if they are still in arbitration, maybe they're only in their first year or even second year of arbitration, they can still be under club control. So Moniak, yes, signed a one-year deal, but he does not have enough service time to become a free agent after this season. He entered this year with three, so that means he still has two more years of club control even beyond this. So he could be around for three more years before he hits free agency, or rather 3 years with the Rocky, this and the next two. So they played really well. Again, good acquisitions by GM Bill Schmidt. Saturday was a tough loss. 5-3, a game that they should have won. Friday was a game they should have won. On Saturday, there were enough miscues that ended up costing the Rockies. That doesn't happen. They very well could win that ball game, and that's something that we've seen in the games that the Rockies have won. Either the opposing team is making those kind of miscues, or they themselves do not make the miscues and things go their way. That's how you win ball games, is by not giving away outs and giving away runs. Ketel Marte had that. I thought it was a double, but they ended up, I think, changing it. That ball that dropped in shallow left field on Saturday night, that I think would have been his third double, but it was ultimately ruled a single with an error on Jordan Beck. A single, and Marte advances to second base on an error. That ball dropping in, you can't have that happen. Mickey Moniak get picked off of second base in the first inning. Carson Palmquist couldn't field that Geraldo Perdomo swinging bunt in the first inning. So it wasn't an error, but it was just another thing that didn't go the Rockies' way. Palmquist did not go more than five innings. He hasn't gone more than five innings in any of his seven starts so far. First starter in franchise history to not reach the sixth inning at least once in their first seven starts. So somewhat of a bad omen. He does get optioned on Sunday down to AAA, where you know, he's probably going to get a few more starts, especially with some of the good news coming out of the training room, to say the least, with a couple injured pitchers. Angel Chivigi did get called up for Sunday's game. So give the Rockies nine relievers in the bullpen. Didn't need them ultimately on Sunday, but as an extra arm, that's always good to have. Jordan Beck homered in that game. That was his 10th of the season. And now the Rockies have three guys with 10 home runs. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I got to grab my notes. Is there somebody else that has 10 home runs? I don't know. Moniak with 11. We know Goodman's got 14. Oh, that's right. Ryan McMahon does have 12. So the Rockies now have four guys with 10 home runs. So nice for him. He's he homered in two of four games there with that dinger on Sunday after having no home runs through May 17th. So he's been doing really well over the last 16 games, 292 batting average. He was hitting third in the lineup on Sunday. And then Friday's loss was another tough one. Sure, they lost 14-8, but they did have a six-run inning in the fourth that put them ahead 7-6. And it really started to look like, you know what? The Rockies, the tides have turned for the Rockies. They're playing so much better under Warren Schaefer, and they always play about 500. It sounds like a broken record at home because they do. They just always know how to turn things up a little bit at home. And it looked like, you know what? Friday is the start of them getting back to those winning ways at Coors Field, or at least those 50% winning ways in Denver. And yet they end up coughing up that lead. And that game goes down as one of the worst pitched, I think, in franchise history. You didn't have a strikeout until the ninth inning. I think it was one out, Lourdes Gurriel, in the ninth. So they struck out one hitter that entire game. They gave up 14 runs, and they also allowed 21 hits. That stat line has never happened before in the history of the Colorado Rockies. Austin Gomber allowed 12 on his own. That tied a career high. Actually, no, that was a career high, but it tied a career high of 9 runs. That's happened 4 times in his career, and he gave up a career high tying 3 home runs in that game, failed to record a strikeout in that game. Only time in his career that he has never recorded a single strikeout in a start. So that was rough for them to get 6 runs in that inning. It was the fourth time that they recorded 6 runs in a single inning. They just did it earlier in the week in Washington when they had another nice performance and they were able to get a win there. They hadn't had 7 hits in a single inning since last August against Atlanta. And the ball was flying really all weekend, but particularly Friday and Saturday. Friday more so. It was just so hot. There wasn't a ton of movement in the air. It was windy pregame, and I think it kind of died down. Ketel Marte probably should have had about 4 home runs this series. He did have a homer on Friday night, 30 out of 30 ballparks in his 449-foot home run. If you go to Baseball Savant, you can look and see like what the expected batting average is on a ball that's put in play. And you can also see how many ballparks a fly ball would have been a home run in. And so it's, you know, a lot of most at bats, 0 out of 30. If you strike out, it's nothing. It's null and void. But sometimes you'll have a ball that you say, hey, 1 out of 30, and you go, oh, that, of course, that would have been a home run, shallow right field porch at Yankee Stadium or any of the ballparks that have those really, you know, Fenway Park in right field, wrap it around Pesky's pole. Sure, you can have those home runs, and you say, at 1 out of 30, that's not really a home run. But Marte all weekend had a ton. He had a 28 out of 30. On his double, he had a 3 out of 30 on a flyout. And then on Saturday, he led off with a 26 out of 30 double, a 25 out of 30 double. So he should have had about 3 home runs this weekend. I'll go back on that 4 and say he should have had 3. And then he got a gift on the pop-up that had a 1% chance of being a base hit on that ball that dinked in shallow left field between McMahon and Beck. So Arcia, I think, got some bad luck on Friday. He had one that was at 380 feet and another that was at 423 feet that he pimped, tossed his bat away, but both were caught. And particularly the second one was not great. Those were both 25 out of 30. Arcia just continues to play really well and help keep things loose in the clubhouse. That has been definitely an ongoing trend. And the Rockies are winning more now that they're keeping things looser and they've shed that skin. A lot of it had to do with, I think.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
You know, saying goodbye to Bud Black, they've shed that skin and they are now playing with a renewed sense and a renewed purpose that, look, we're not going to make things up and turn around and win 20 ball games at a clip. So, you know what, let's just win today. You know, something that Warren Schaefer said in the Sunday pregame was, he said, look at the Coastal Carolina coach, what he said, and it's true. Don't look at him getting ejected later on in that game on Sunday. That was wild if you've been watching the College World Series. But, you know, the coach of Coastal Carolina said, you know, we're trying to really build something. And if we win our second national championship in 9 years, we're going to be on the map. But we do that by just winning a pitch. That's it. Winning a single pitch. And when you do those kind of things, when you take care of the little things, the big things take care of themselves. And that's been part of the approach for the Rockies under Warren Schaefer. Do have to talk about Eugenio Suarez because he recorded his third multi-homer game of the season, 19th of his career on Friday. Went 4-for-6, 2 home runs. Second home run was the 300th of his career. He's now one of 12 active big leaguers with 300 or more dingers in their career. Added one on Saturday. If you're watching the broadcast, the young man who caught that ball was sitting there with the ball. He shooed away the usher to get that ball. I'll have you know, the Rockies did make the trade. The great staff, the excellent crew at Coors Field, they were able to make that trade. And so Eugenio Suarez does have that baseball, hit the 300 of his career, which is nice because Eugenio Suarez is third on the all-time list of Venezuelan-born players for most home runs. So that means a lot, not just to Suarez, but the country of Venezuela. It's been fantastic. Miguel Cabrera has the most, future Hall of Famer, we know, 511. And then number two, your Colorado Rockies big cat, Andrés Galarraga, at 399. So Suarez right there at number three with 301 home runs. He does hold the single season home run for most dingers by a Venezuelan-born player when he had 49 in 2019. He's now got 25 homers this season. That's fourth most in the majors. And I believe that makes him third in D-backs history for most homers before the All-Star break. He very much will be in Atlanta for the All-Star game. Let's get to some of those injuries for the Rockies. Do want to point out that the Diamondbacks, boy, oh boy, I talked about it already over the weekend. They had even more injuries. It was wild. I sat in with Troy Lovello on Friday in his office. He did not talk to media in the dugout, which some managers choose to do. It was an absolute scorcher. So no, we enjoyed the air conditioning in his office on the third base clubhouse. AJ Puck, left elbow surgery. His season's over. Tommy Henry, his season's over. Tommy John. Adrian Del Castillo has a low back spasm, so he's on the 15-day IL. But Christian Montez de Oca, his back issues, not good. Back surgery, his season is over. Better news for Ezekiel Tovar. You know, he's been running, you know, taking off from a standing position. But the oblique injury is always a tricky one, Schaefer said on Sunday. Unfortunately, there's just no timetable. So I don't think there's a rush also to bring back Ezekiel Tovar, especially when you got Ryan Ritter playing, you know, solid baseball. You know, he hasn't torn the cover off the ball, but he's definitely looked like he's belonged a lot more in the majors. Six RBI since he's been called up. So doing enough of the little things, the defense has been strong. I don't think he's made an error yet. So he's been playing really well. That can be the silver lining of Tovar being on the IL. Don't rush him back. And while he's gone, you're getting a chance to showcase and really see what you've got in a guy like Ryan Ritter, who maybe he's your starting third baseman next year, or your starting second baseman next year. That can be one of the positives. I asked Schaefer on Friday, any update on KB? And I got a one-word answer. He said, zero. I will also leave it at that. Tanner Gordon, who has a left oblique issue, he's got a rehab start coming up on Tuesday with Albuquerque when they are in Las Vegas playing the Aviators. He should start on Tuesday and then next Sunday, and then perhaps he is back in the starting rotation. Tyro Estrada, still haven't seen him back with his bruised right hand, was not in the starting lineup for the fourth straight game. Actually, maybe it's the fifth, but he doesn't feel like he needs a stint on the IL. Not sure if that will happen or not when we get to the ballpark on Tuesday. But Kyle Freeland, good news is he's going to throw a little session on Tuesday if all goes well there, which I imagine it will. Expect him to start on Friday against the Brewers in Milwaukee as he comes back from low back stiffness. He's been pretty lucky with back issues in his career. Said he had a little back issue in 2020 during spring training, but they were able to nip that in the bud, took care of it right away. Freeland has pitched really well in Milwaukee during his career. Four starts, 2.88 ERA in 25 innings pitched, 18 strikeouts, and only three walks. It's actually tied for his lowest earned run average at any ballpark that he's had at least four starts in. Has a 2.88 ERA also at Citi Field in five outings, four starts. His first appearance was in relief back in 2017. I don't recall that one exactly. Some other ballparks he's been really good at. Nationals Park, 2.96 ERA in five games started. In 12 games at Petco, 3.53 ERA. And in 10 starts at Oracle Park in San Francisco, 3.54 ERA. Last but not least, Ryan Feltner, three innings pitched in his rehab start on Saturday. All reports were that he looked good, allowed only one run. Still going to make one more rehab start as he tries to return from back spasms before he returns to the Rockies rotation, should all go well. If you looked at that box score on Saturday, Isotopes versus the Rainiers in Tacoma, you'll have also noticed Daniel Bard's name in that box score as he pitched in that contest. I believe he struck out three in a row in what was his second outing, his first outing, his season debut. I believe that was on Thursday. He ended up striking out Zach Veen for his first strikeout of the season. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB. I'm excited for you to reach out for me on all the social medias. DMs open pretty much everywhere at Rockies Insider as well. Go over to the YouTube channel, subscribe. You get notifications when I'm going live. And you can also comment on videos, whether they're old, whether they're new, whether it's just a YouTube short. Tons of really good stuff over there. Make sure you check that out. Appreciate you dropping by on this audio only edition and giving me some momentum. But, well, as I like to say, momentum, it can only be as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you then.